Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let me see. Oh, it's Christina.
Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I was just having a nice rest.
Yeah.
And I was hiking. That was nice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where'd you go?
Do you know where's Clear Creek?
Yes.
Yep.
So they have a nice trail up to the mountains. I love it there.
Beautiful. Oh, cool. Good.
We live in just a gorgeous area.
We do.
And if you're looking outside right now and you're seeing these beautiful, I mean, it's, those fire lavender, pink skies as the sun comes up. It's absolutely gorgeous. We get the most beautiful sunrises, sunset. Today, partly sunny with then a chance of showers, perhaps about 40% chance of showers at 3 o'clock. But we're going to get up to about 74 tonight and decreasing clouds, overnight lows of 57. Now get this. We keep thinking, oh, tomorrow 85. Sunny and 85. Clear skies tomorrow night with our overnight lows of around 61. Wednesday looks like a beautiful sunny day as well. Clear skies with our about 90. We're going up to T-shirt weather, overnight lows.
Turn the fans on in the barn.
Now, Thursday goes up to 91. A couple of varying degrees there. Overnight lows of 61.
It's not that I don't trust you. I want to see this. I mean,
are we
can't
sure
believe
we're in the
it.
Same? Yeah. This is according to our weather forecast, last updated at 3:50 a.m. for October 16, 2023. Yep. 85 tomorrow, 90 on Wednesday, Thursday 91, and Friday around 87. So we do have clear skies, beautiful, clear moon, except for today, perhaps, chance of showers. And the weather is brought to you by a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They've been with us since the very beginning, that Shasta Gas Propane. There's a tagline that definitely for our customers are our warm friends. Not sure you're going to need it yet, but.
Be ready.
Yeah. 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans. Don't forget that. That's a big thing. Hey, so much stuff happened over the weekend. Christina, did you go out and did you look at the Ring of Fire this weekend?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. No, that's okay because I forgot about it too. And, but I had friends went out. Where was I? They were riding their horses and they were up on the bluff up there, behind the stables. And they said, oh, look at that. And I said, so did y'all look at it? Yeah. It's pretty cool. I said, do you have those glasses on? And they both looked at each other. No. And then somebody else was, we saw it too. Did you have glasses on? No. Did you like maybe hold your hand in front of your face? Because you're supposed to, understand.
You're supposed to. Yeah, because there's something within the rays of that.
If you stare at the sun, I think, is the big thing. But how could I miss it? What was I doing at that time?
It was supposed to, from what I understand.
It was early.
I was with some friends, kind of they took their dog out early in the morning. And I said, I can't even believe it. I thought it was supposed to be that night.
No.
And I had missed it. I was a day off.
Anyway,
okay. You want to talk a little bit? I want to start.
Well, there's a big thing. Tomorrow, they're voting on a new health officer at the Board of Supervisors. We've been without one since Dr. Ramstrom was summarily dismissed for whatever reasons. And they've offered it to two or three people, and they have not been able to hire somebody. But they have found a local guy, Dr. James Moo, a family medicine doctor here in Reading. If a majority vote for him, then Dr. Moo is going to be our new public health officer. Now, Dr. Mu is the board changed the requirements for him to be to have a to have certain credentials. But he has graduated from the Medical College of Wisconsin in 89. He's been doing his family medicine residency training at Mercy Medical Center. And the it's the voted, of course, we know about what happened to Dr. Ramstrom. But Dr. Mu was one of the doctors that signed a letter opposing the COVID-19 restrictions. And
so
he's among the 10 concerns. He was one of 12 physicians, and Dr. McConnell was one of those that signed it in an open letter on COVID in February 2022. Among the 10 concerns, they were opposed to the vaccine mandates, mandatory testing of asymptomatic people, and were deeply concerned about negative impacts on mask wearing on children and what was going on in the schools and everything. And guess what?
Yep. Guess
it
what?
It seems like they were right in many of the things.
What? How many people have we had on our morning show that have been in the educational field and that are in the educational field and or the field of education? And they talk about that the students that were held, they've been held back dramatically.
It's impacted on the schools.
Human beings in general, as far as eye-hand coordination, communication, learning, the being able to, in these formative years, to be able to string together. A lot of things happen visually for people and how they learn. And that was, and then the fear of how many people have phobias and fear that was created or developed or grew during this time of mask mandates. And
schools being shut down, businesses being shut down.
Anything that had to do with touch, feel, sports, contact, or contact
singing,
sports.
Singing, band, any of these things. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully our nation has learned something from this. So today's Monday, so we should be getting a call from Anne Marie at about 7:15. Now, Suzanne Summers.
There's not enough time to
yes,
talk.
Yes, there is. Yes, you've got 3 minutes.
There's just not enough time to talk about somebody who had such an impact on women of my age. You know, not only, I think she was 22 books that she authored. I mean, she went on to take something where she spoke out at a time. It was my time. I mean, she is 76, so she is 10 years older or 11 years older, what has been. But rest in peace. I mean, she has been battling this form of breast cancer for 20 years. And so she, from that, has written books. She remembers she came out with Fine Master and people joked, well, she joked all the way to the bank. But, you know.
Yeah, she only made several million.
But she came out to write holistically. She wrote about there was a couple doctors she showed about here in Reading that were into alternative hormone therapy. And, you looked at her and she was, beautiful about aging in a graceful way. And so I was like basically turned on to her books early on. As a matter of fact, I think our chiropractor has, books, on her wall about her aging gracefully and certain things that, she has written about. But she's the first person that we know of that really said, why are my counterparts making more money? I mean, we've had this successful. Later on, we saw that with Friends and so on and so forth. But the male actor is getting more. We're all three equally as important. And then they let her go. So she said her career bombed after that. But then she came back again, like we said, with Thigh Master, which was one of those infomercials. And then later on, I remember in Las Vegas, she took over, one of the roles when we saw her at, we were at the Gold Diggers and we were at the MGM, but she was over at Harrah's and she was starring in her own production where she tap danced, she sang, she's very, very elegant. She did her thing, you know, and so people don't know how multi-talented she really was. And then to author these books and then have her husband, Alan Hamill, 40-some years, or maybe it's more than that, they were married. And so she talked about the fact that she talked about the fact that this breast cancer that she had was a rare form, and it would come back, and she would fight it, and it would come back, and she would fight it. But I enjoyed it tremendously, and of course, you know, I love QVC. I feel calm in QVC when I watch it, and I would love watching her, and I've ordered her products before. She had natural facial products, and, you know, so rest in peace for somebody who, you know, went up against the big guys and laughed all the way at the bank and showed everybody this is what you can do if you have chutzpah and brains and beauty. So rest in peace.
There you go. And let's take a break.
Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the CRI recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go tonight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. It's 7:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. It truly is a community bank. Local board of directors, locally owned. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. On the phone is Anne Marie for our weekly calendar of events that are happening, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning.
Good morning. Let's hear about what's happening this week.
You got it. Well, I did want to make a plug today that today is National Feral Cat Day. And that's in honor of a little feral that we rescued. Today is also National Dictionary Day, National Bosses Day, and National Veterans Barbecue Day.
Veterans Barbecue Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This week, October 15th through October 21st, is National Healthcare Quality Week, National Wolf Awareness Week, and National Teen Driver Safety Week, just to name a few. As we begin our community calendar, the Reading Fire Department has issued a reminder for residents within the Reading city limits that the suspension of residential burning will be in effect until November 1st. Now, this is not to be confused with the CAL FIRE Shasta Trinity Unit open burn schedule. For more information, Reading residents can go to readingfire.org or visit the Reading Fire Department on Facebook. Again, this is for residents within the Reading city limits. For details regarding Shasta County burn information, visit ShastaCounty.gov, and there is a tab for burn day information. Or you can call 530-224-8777 or 1-800-411-8728 after 9:15 a.m., which allows for the updated information. The North Valley Stand Down, serving our homeless veterans, will take place October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday, and the event will take place at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson, inside the Fusaro Hall and Trinity Hall. This event will include free community services, temporary homeless shelter for veterans, their families, and pets, food, job services, County Veterans Service Office, Social Security, and that's just the beginning of the list. For more information, call 530-737-8486 and visit North Valley Stand Down on Facebook for the event flyer. This is a hand up, not a hand out, for homeless veterans. Again, that's October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Starting this Friday, October 20th, and continuing on Fridays through February 9th, you can bring the kiddos to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park for the Animal Parade, which starts at 2 p.m. on Fridays, weather permitting. Check out Spike the Porcupine and Blossom the Skunk, among other Turtle Bay celebrity critters, as one of them leads the way through the park. This event is free for members and included with paid park admission. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Are you looking for a local job opportunity? Get your resumes ready for a job fair taking place on Saturday, October 21st. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Several representatives will be on site, dressed for success, while stopping by the community job fair. Also, on Saturday, October 21st, look for a free dump event at the Shasta District Fairgrounds from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. This is for Anderson residents. Eligible items include metal, mattress, recycling, and household waste. The Shasta District Fairgrounds are located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Although not this week, mark your calendars for another special job fair to take place October 31st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Veterans Home located at 3400 Knighton Road. Bring your resume. For more information, visit the Veterans Home of California Reading on Facebook. And as we look forward to the upcoming holiday season, just a heads up that the Reading Garden of Lights will begin November 17th and run through January 7th. According to ReadingGardenOfLights.org, the event will feature over 1 million lights, over 10 acres of gardens, new glowing swings, a new model train exhibit, and new music and animation. Just to name a few highlights, the Reading Garden of Lights will be held at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, McConnell Botanical Gardens, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. For more information, visit ReadingGardenOfLights.org. I know I can't wait to go this year. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie. A lot of stuff going on.
Good week.
We will. And Simpson University's homecoming weekend, this weekend, they got a lot of stuff going on, too. So check that out at Simpson U. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Something we didn't hear in that, thank you, Amory, is Dancing with the Stars.
That's going to be this weekend.
Yeah, that's absolutely right at the Cascade. The return of the last, I think it's the last and final. So there's going to be some of the returning, which, you know, you'll be there, of course. I'm going to be on the...
No, I'm not going to be dancing, though.
They asked me to. But there are some really wonderful local celebrities in that event. And, of course, that raises funds for the new One Safe Place. And they're going to be, along with Children's Legacy, they're coming together. They have come together. They're rebranding later to be released. But Dancing with the Stars has been something that's been a tradition for many, many years. And I have the great honor of being a judge. But, you know, what do you do when you judge? You just tell them how wonderful they are because they can't come back a second time the next night and redo the dance. So a lot of them have been in rehearsals for months. And let's see, there might be a few tickets left. I'm going to check on that today. But that's this Saturday night.
And by the way, your community calendar was brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Okay. Also, they're having that big crab feed, the first annual Justice Crab Feed. I'm pretty sure they're sold out. That's going to be Saturday in the evening at Reading Civic Auditorium to bring
awareness to sex trafficking.
And also human trafficking, all human trafficking. Sort for that. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. What can I say? Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for several decades. Nobody knows more than Jeff Wurst about fixing a windshield. From a small chip to a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees it for the life of your windshield, the lifespan of your windshield. Then take chances on your safety. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
You don't love me again. You'll never love me again. I can't. Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 16th of October, 7:33 in the morning, about 60 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, as noted by the Watson Health Institute organization, I should say, brought in 13 doctors in their residency program, 13 this year, and 10 next year, 10 the year after that. We're going to have a lot of doctors in our area, thanks to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Dave Cockrell, and we heard from Anne Marie a little bit about the stand down, but Dave's the man in charge of it. He's the commander of the AMVETS here in
Local Post.
The Local Post here, plus many others. But tell us about the stand down.
Okay, today I'm here to ask for volunteers.
Uh-huh.
So that's what it's mean. And what's going on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, is we're going to be transferring our supplies from the storage to Stand Down or to the fairgrounds. And we need trucks and anyone that could actually proceed to help us. The location of the Stand Down is Eastside Storage. That's 2410 Progress Drive. We'll probably meet there about 7 o'clock. I got to go get a forklift and start unloading this stuff and then loading it onto trucks or trailers. And then at 8 o'clock down at the fairgrounds, they'll have a crew there, hopefully volunteers, to unload it so that we can do several trips. And this goes on until it's completed, just transferring the items down to the fairgrounds to get ready for the Stand Down, which is going to happen the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Well, tell us about the Stand Down.
Okay, Stand Down is a term that I'm familiar with because that was supposed to be an area where you're secure. You're out of the combat. You're not no longer that 24/7 alert, and it's supposed to be a safe. So at the Stand Down, that's what it is. It's a hand up, not a hand out. And we actually, that's what we're striving for, is to end veterans' homelessness. And that's what we've tried to issue the items for. And we do need volunteers during that time. And I can go on with what, but right now it's trying to get the volunteers to make this happen. So anyway, that's what's happening on the 17th at the transfer. On Wednesday, we're going to be setting up, and we need volunteers there to put up the sides so that we split up and have the tables and chairs. So this is a lot of volunteers that are needed. The next step is when it starts. This is on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We need about 12 security. And if you look at the fairgrounds, it's quite large. And there's a lot of areas where the veterans can leave. And we make it a policy because we don't want to be just a handout. They have to see the providers, and they get issued special equipment like overnight for sleeping bags and that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't secure the fairgrounds, these veterans start wandering off, and they find all kinds of ways to leave the fairgrounds. And that's what this isn't about, for them to leave. We want them to be drug-free, alcohol-free, and we don't put up with any of that. If there's drugs or alcohol, they are escorted off the grounds. We do not allow drugs or alcohol. And we've had problems in the past where veterans have been escorted off just because of it. So, and we make it mandatory that they stay there the whole duration, because they're getting special clothing and special, they get first pick, and they get sleeping bags and that. And if you don't have the secure area, like I said, the security, we need about 12 security all the time to cut off the areas that they can escape from. And I hate to say escape, but they will. I've had them throw their stuff over the fence and then walk off the grounds. Well, that isn't what Stand Down's about. So anyway, we need volunteers for security. We need volunteers for, I got them up, the set up trail. This is set up tables. This is on our setup on Wednesday. We need people that can set up tables, put the DOD on tables and sort civilian clothes to get ready for the Stand Down. And that goes on. They've asked, when does it end? Well, it doesn't end until it's completed. And that's the bottom line.
But you're looking for volunteers for those people listening right now. No, do they necessarily have to be a veteran or just volunteers to help set those tables up?
No, just to be a volunteer.
Okay.
And we don't, they have to be 18 years or older.
Okay. All right.
And they're setting up tents. They're doing all they're setting up tables or making sure things out. Now, some of the services available, though, to the veterans that come in there include job services and unemployment insurance information, medical services. The veteran service officer from Shasta County will be there. Social Security.
On the Social Security, because if it's, I'm not mistaken, DMV and Social Security didn't get funding to have outreach, but we should have information.
Okay.
And that's just to make that clear. And this year, because the court's moving, we're trying to see if we can get some representative during this time, because it's important for them if there's any issues that they get. I would really like to see a military court, which is in a lot of counties, and I don't think we have established one yet. And I think that would be a priority. It helps out veterans. So what you're saying on the issue, providers, that's what this is about, for them to get a hand up. And I found a lot of them that they don't realize that there are benefits that can help them. And being what was called the tent leader at one time, I had to escort them around to the providers, because I found that they, most of them, just want to be in a safe area, and they like to rest, sleep. And that's,
right.
That's what, and, but I still would like to see them. And so we, to help me out, that generated what I call the bingo card, and that requires them, before they can get any of the clothing, they have to go around and see all the providers and have it signed.
Oh, I see. So they see the providers. So you know, as they come in and they sign up, whoever they are, do they have like a military ID or something they sign? Do they feel like they need to sign in? Or you then you escort them to all of various, like you said, providers. And then from there, okay, now you can get your free stuff.
Right. And the reason I generated that was because at one time I was in charge. Well, I was still in charge of all of them. And when you got 100 of them, that's kind of.
That's intense.
That's, yes. And I used to lead them when we had the tents. I used to lead them around and say, okay, this is a provider. This is what they provide. And they would stop. And some of them would stop, and they'd talk to the provider, and that's okay. And then I go on. When it first started, I didn't know what a tent
leader
was supposed to do. And so I went to all the providers. Has anyone seen? No. And this is about the middle of the standout. And so I went to VA. Has anyone seen? Anyone's been in the VA? No.
What?
So I led them all the way in there, and the VA said, well, we can't see all these veterans in 15 minutes because they were getting ready to shut down. So from then on, I would say muster Ted Alpha, and I would start taking them over to see the providers. Well, that became a real hassle when you have 40-some-odd veterans you have to be in charge of during standout, and then think about 100. So I developed this bingo card and said, okay, in order for you to get the services, you have to go around and have the whole, see every provider. And the first off, when they come in, the veterans come in, if they, most of them don't have a DD-214. That's why we have the service officer there to help them out on that. And so they, if they're in the VA system, well, they see VA first. And then, cause there's no drugs, they have to turn in their drugs and we secure them. So there is no, and personal items, they're secured. We don't allow any personal items in there because we have no idea what we're dealing with. And so I don't want to accuse any veterans, but you know we have some.
On the positive side of this.
Yeah, let's go to the positive
side. Let's go to the positive side here, that many of the people that have come through the stand down, this has been their first real effort at making a change in their lives, and it's worked for many of the veterans who've come through the stand down.
I've seen a lot of success, and that's what it's all about, is success. To get them housing or get them off the street for drugs or alcohol, because we do have counseling there for that.
And so, what happens is I know that in several occasions that men who have come through here have gone through the stand down, have changed their lives, and end up coming back and volunteering to help out with the new guys and girls.
That has happened in the past. You're right.
Yeah, so. And I remember seeing for the first time, I know it was shut down during COVID, but during the first time you actually had a family come in a couple years ago, a homeless veteran, and his whole family came in, and you all were helping them get shelter.
Yeah.
Get regular housing.
We separate the men from the women and children. And that's isolation, because we have no idea, again, what we're dealing with. Not accusing any veterans, but that's just for our security and their security. And no weapons. So, you know, that's all the procedures. It's supposed to be a safe area for them. So anyway, again, we're looking for volunteers. And if you look at the size of the fairgrounds, I'm going back to why we need so many security, is they're about 4 hours to 8 hour shifts. And the reason is because if you look at it, there's a lot of area that they could leave. How many gates are? And a lot of them aren't always secure. So they can wander.
Well, how do people get a hold of you, Dave?
You have to see the flyer. Now, I have a brochure, but it's off. So the flyer, hold on. That's one of the things. I left them all at the Veterans Hall because I was doing this all last night. The phone call number is 530-737-8486. That is the phone number for getting providers or volunteering. And you can come on site and sign up, same thing, because we'll have a form. And we have rules, but that's one of the things we established. We, like I said, want to be a safe area.
Okay, and that's going to start this Thursday, but they need volunteers earlier this week. And if you call 530-737-8486,
yes,
you can sign up to volunteer, and it's all going to kick off on the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
So right now, like I said, it's going to be a busy week for me because that's the 17th is the transfer, and then the 18th is set up, and we need volunteers for that. And you can show up at the facility and sign up right then. I mean, that's because we do need a lot of people. I'm no longer able to climb ladders. My age doesn't provide me to do that.
It's
I'm no longer 62.
It's going to be the Shasta District Fairgrounds and so inside Fasoro Hall and Trinity. It's going to start on the 19th, but they need volunteers starting tomorrow.
Yes, that's for the transfer. Okay. And then the 18th is for setup. We need a lot of people for setup.
530-737-8486. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you. And good. Have a good morning.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew.
bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to our Monday edition here. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. I just want to do a shout out. You know, when we think about, you know, friendships, and I had the great honor on Thursday to join a few girlfriends who then, you know, they grew up in Arcata. The Arcata girls, and they all got their girls that went to high school, in the 60s, and they have all remained friends. They've been through marriages, divorces, children, deaths, fires, catastrophes, you know, all keep in touch, all support one another, and it was a beautiful thing for me always to witness and be part of, because I'm kind of the...
You're the only non-Arcadian.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm not a mom. I mean, I've been a stepmom and I'm that kind of thing. But, you know, very interesting and wonderful for me to see these women in their, like the age of Suzanne Summers, who just passed away, 75, 76, keeping in shape. They all are in great shape, you know, attractive, keep themselves up. And it's always inspirational for me to see them. But while we were over there, you know, Arcata was beautiful, and we went to the farmers market, and you know, like everything's locally grown and absolutely beautiful, like vegetables, so on and so forth. But my takeaway, other than the fact that we had great weather, was just the enduring of what it is to work on friendships, to keep them alive. So I ask you, our listeners, the people that are tuning in today, like if you have somebody on your mind that you haven't been in touch with in a long time, I mean, it would be really nice. You just never know what somebody may be going through, that a phone call or a kind gesture or reaching out, really what that can do in someone's life. And it sometimes often can be just a lifeline.
Yeah. Well, reaching out to people you haven't heard from in a long time.
Or just to say hello, I'm thinking of you.
I went through a phase of that last year. I was just reaching out to people I hadn't heard from. Everybody seemed to be doing okay. I mean, they appreciated it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And it seems like when we come up in the Marine Corps ball November 10th, or the day of the Marine Corps birthday, that you reach out to a lot of your people. And do we want to talk about that?
Because Marine Corps ball is coming up, and Marine Corps ball coming up, and the November 10th. And if you like to attend, and it's for all people, it's not just Marines or veterans. And we have a lot of civilians show up there. It's a great evening, and tickets are $35 a piece. And you can get your tickets by going to Eventbrite, Reading.
Marine Corps Ball in November. And like I said, you can buy a table, you can buy it for yourself, you can buy it for a couple people, whatever you wish. And join us for a great night of celebration and more at the Wind River. It's a really a good night.
So. Well, I tell people that, you know, we're seeing so much of our traditions, you know, saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I always appreciate it when we say the Pledge of Allegiance. When I've joined the Women's Auxiliary meeting, we say the Pledge of Allegiance before we do an hour meeting. And I love that. There's something, to me, it's traditional. It's respect. It's honor. And so this is something that where you do the toast to the oldest, to the youngest Marine in the house. And, you know, we have the Jefferson.
March on the Colors, yeah. Jefferson pipes and drums, the Commandant's message. And no, it's
respect.
It's as official as we can make it, but yet, you know, to let people understand how, and the birthday is done like this. Even if you don't have, if you're in the middle of nowhere, and I've been in the middle of nowhere before, and then the day of the ball, or the day of the birthday, well, you know, somebody had the message from General Dejourne that was in 1921, but it still holds truth today for Marines and celebrating the birth date of our Marine Corps. So, two things happened this weekend. Also, that was big changes, and the two undefeated teams in the NFL, San Francisco and Philadelphia,
all to the last minute
fell.
Last minute.
Yeah. And, one by a missed field goal. And but Philadelphia 5-0 lost to the Patriots. And San Francisco lost to the Cleveland Browns. And I heard, Brock Purdy, who had not lost a game since he started last year, said, yeah, we didn't deserve to win this one. And he did not have his typical Brock Purdy day, but they lost Christian McCaffrey halfway through the game. And, you know, he is a game changer, but, they both lost.
And then other thing that happened this week is my parents got home safely. My brother and I were so worried because they were on a cruise ship that was supposed to land in Israel last Sunday. And, they had called and left a message. According to my mom and dad, they tried to call us every day and couldn't get through because the circuits were busy, but we got one message saying we're fine, we're at sea. So we heard all about their trip and their luggage got lost. They finally got four pieces, their airlines, here my 92-year-old and 90-year-old mother decided to go on this 2-week trip where they were going to go to Greece and Cyprus and Egypt and all of this stuff. And
Istanbul.
Yeah.
Turkey.
And it was
in Jerusalem.
Not a good time, and we feel bad for all those. But in the 5 things you need to know today, which is very interesting, it talks about bed bugs. Bed bug paranoia is growing in Europe, leaving many locals and travelers anxious about it. That's what she said. Well, at least we didn't bring home bed bugs. So, Paris has reported a widespread rise in bed bugs this fall, including sightings in public transit.
Ugh.
Concerns have also spread to other cities and countries, including London and the Netherlands. As for precautionary measures, and I've heard this a long time ago because you and I used to travel a lot, to inspect your room before unpacking, include a cursory bed check. This means pulling back sheets and blankets from the mattress and inspecting the seams of the mattress, particularly at the head area. Experts also, this is what I always heard, not placing your suitcase on the floor in the corner of a room or on the floor, period, because they can jump in. I've had this happen to people before. They put their stuff, and then they bring them home. They're on the plane, they're on the train, wherever they are, because they jump in the suitcase. And it's even 5 stars. I mean, we've heard about it. Remember, it was a big, influx of bed bugs in New York at 5-star hotels. So it can happen anywhere, but anyway, just be careful of the bed bugs will bite.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. And when we come back, Chester County Citizens Advocating Respect will join us.
The Palestinians at the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports Egypt has been reluctant to open the border to Palestinian refugees fleeing Gaza ahead of the expected Israeli military onslaught.
It's a very combustible situation down there. Egypt, which controls the Rafah crossing, does not want a huge influx of Palestinians. One, for its own security. Two, it doesn't want to be seen doing what would be seen in the Arab world, the Muslim world, as Israel's bidding. The fear, the concern amongst many Arabs is that once the Palestinians have left, they may never go back, and Egypt does not want to facilitate that.
The Israeli military says 199 people are being held hostage in Gaza. That is a higher number than previously reported. House Republicans planning a floor vote tomorrow as they try to select a new speaker, exactly 2 weeks after 8 of their members joined the Democratic minority in removing the previous speaker, Kevin McCarthy.
The House has been in an unprecedented limbo since McCarthy's historic ouster. Republicans have named Patrick McHenry from North Carolina as the interim speaker, but they have been unable to coalesce around a replacement for McCarthy. On Friday, the House Republicans picked Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio as their new speaker nominee, but he's still shy of the 217 votes he would need to be elected on the House floor. Jordan is expected to resume his hunt for votes after the House meets on Monday evening. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The nation's third largest drugstore chain, Rite Aid, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The chain facing declining sales along with opioid-related lawsuits. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 384 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
An inexperienced politician who's also heir to a banana fortune has won Ecuador's presidential runoff election.
Supporters of President-elect Daniel Noboa celebrate as the son of Ecuador's richest man claimed victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Noboa's opponent, Luisa González, told her supporters she welcomed Noboa as her country's new president, saying his win was a sign of democracy. In a victory speech, Noboa said his goal is to return peace to the country, to give education to the youth again, and to be able to provide employment to the many people who are looking for it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Projections show that the majority of voters in Poland's general election have supported opposition parties, those parties promising to repair the nation's constitutional order and its relationship with allies, including the European Union and Ukraine. It was a bitter and emotional campaign. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, if nothing else, President Biden's poll numbers are holding steady.
The tally comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It reports only about 4 in 10 approve of how Joe Biden is handling his presidency, while 61% disapprove, numbers which have stayed consistently low over the past 2 years. Drilling down, only 32% support Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. economy, while only 31% back his management of the federal budget. Separately, the RealClearPolitics.com weekly average of polls also shows Mr. Biden at just over 40% approval, 3 percentage points worse than his two predecessors, former Presidents Trump and Obama, at similar stages in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Russian President Putin is visiting an ally he is expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders during a visit to Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's National Feral Cat Day, so we've got to be watching for that. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, our neighbors, by the way, they trap their feral, whatever. We've got a bunch of cats in the neighborhood, and they'll trap them, take them down, get them fixed.
Yeah, today, I'm sorry.
Today what?
Is the 16th. It's 8:05 in the morning. I forgot that part.
Oh, well, and, that's really important.
News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right. We love that. And today it looks like we've got a 40% chance of showers, but this is going to be after about 3. So today it looks like we have calm winds and about 74 degrees. Decreasing clouds tonight with our overnight lows of 57. Tuesday calls for sunny skies with a high of 85. Clear skies tomorrow night. Wednesday, listen to this, 90 degrees. And Thursday, don't pull out your sweaters yet, 91. And Friday looks like it's around 87. Clear skies throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. The Kenny family doing wonderful angel work, where they give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793.
There you go. And today, we're with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Susan Wilson and Amarjeet Singh.
Good morning.
Who is the director of the Sikh Cultural Center. Yes.
So I just want to note that I have had 31 cats spayed or neutered.
Oh.
Feral cats.
Good, thank
just
you.
Just want to note, in case anybody would like to donate, I have 8 kittens waiting.
Really?
Right now.
Do you live in the city limits?
I live in the city limits. They're not my cats. They're feral cats.
No, I know that. But down at Haven Humane, who does this every week, and they have feral Thursday.
But you have to be there at dawn.
Well, but the thing is they've got, doesn't cost you anything, because if the cats are within, from what I understand it, the city limits of Reading, that you get a voucher, and they do it for free.
I read that. I've been exploring that.
Well, because I have a friend who used to have a bunch of cats around when she moved, I think 22 cats or something like that. She said, you know, it's $160 every, and she would complain about it. And I think what's happened is that there's enough feral cats out there, and there's been enough funds raised that they're doing this, which is a great service, mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. as we know, one cat can produce how many thousands?
Mm-hmm. I read an article that said the average production of an unneutered cat, unspayed in this case, because a female cat, is over 100 kittens in her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you can understand that. And our friend who moved out in the country, she didn't have 22 cats after a while.
Yeah.
Nature took care of that.
We have a lot of cats because we no longer have our puppy. Anyway, so thank you for that, for the 22 cats. But why we're here, more so than ever in our world, and right here within our own Shasta County, inviting cultures beyond borders. This is a beautiful event that's happening at the Sikh Center. That is this weekend. Tell us more.
I'm going to turn it over to Amarjeet, who is the expert on this.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I believe in cultural, you know, we all are experts. And thank you, Carl and Linda, for your invitation and giving us the opportunity to be here to share inviting cultures beyond borders. So the mission and vision and the purpose of this event is to promote 3 basic principles of our community: diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we are so diverse in eating, drinking, living, you know, and community-wise. So why shouldn't we bring these communities together? And that helps to eradicate any kind of misunderstandings. These events will help bridge the community gaps, you know. So that's what the purpose of this event is. So beyond borders means that culture do not have any borders. Right, so we go beyond that borders, you know, to bring the cultures in at one spot and share with the other communities where we respect similarities. Always say hi, thank you, bye.
Yes.
You know, right? But we need to respect the differences as well.
And this includes multicultural music and dance.
That's right.
Speakers.
That's right.
Martial arts.
Martial arts. Various martial arts.
I knew you would like that part.
Well, no, I'm just wondering about that. That I, you know, every ethnic group and culture has its own way of protecting themselves.
That's right.
Some with no weapons at all,
yes.
And some with the use of weapons. Native American.
That's
practices.
Right.
Practices and on-site health screenings.
Uh-huh.
That's something else that's happening. You're having health screenings there.
That's right, yes. Shasta Community Health Center and the Shasta Regional Medical Center and the Sierra Health Foundation and the Public Health Institute. You know, so they are the co-sponsored and supported of this event. And we'll be having Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, United Way of Northern California, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Susan is with us today. And the Black Community, the Beloved Community, and North State Equity Fund.
So there are a lot of groups behind this event.
Absolutely. Are we
looking? Well, I practiced for this. I went out to a Thai restaurant the other day.
Oh, you did? Wow.
And that's great. I was very multicultural.
We have, right. We have a Thai food date this week.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yes.
I love Thai food. Yeah. Actually, I think I have to say that's my favorite food.
Well, I was trying to reach out.
Yeah.
I was doing my part. And then a couple of days earlier, we'd gone to a Mexican restaurant. So I'm working my way through the different nations.
Well, I have to tell you, we are lucky in Shasta County because we have a lot of different restaurants. I mean, there are a couple Indian restaurants. We have, of course, our substantial supply of Mexican restaurants, one right across the street from you.
La Cabana, who is the driving force behind
the Hispanic Coalition at this point. She and I were here together.
Right. That's right. Well, she was on last week, and then they had their big event here Sunday.
Uh-huh.
The Native American culture that will be this event as well. And so
they just had the Stillwater powwow a couple weeks ago.
Which was really fun. Yeah.
It was great.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. We have the Sikh community, and we're lucky to have a Sikh community. You know, it brings a whole different cultural approach to people, food, caring. I think it's very exciting, personally.
Well, people, and we've talked about this before, Amajit, about Sikhs are not Muslim.
Right.
And yet people get this mixed up. Because they will see Sikhs, and you do wear a turban,
yes.
But you're not Muslim in any way, shape, or form. And yet people will mistake that, and especially with what's going on during this time of our lives in Israel.
That's right. That's very devastating. Really.
Have there been any incidents since that started with Sikhs or anything like that?
I haven't heard any, but I mean, you know, and I believe that these kind of multicultural will help, know, to at least recognize your identification.
I think people have gotten that Sikhs are a distinctive culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not Muslim. Not the Muslim religion or any of that. So I think that is the outreach that you've done in the community. People realize that. So hopefully that's true. Not that there should be any backlash at any of the local Muslims around here because the ones that I know of are just as horrified.
They're a peaceful person. Too.
Right. Like Abu Bakr is one of our examples.
Exactly.
You know?
They're just as horrified about what happened over this last weekend as we are.
On Saturday, the SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, we had a three-hour forum on anti-Semitism. That was really well attended.
It should be because I am just... My jaws are torqued so hard right now by the things I'm seeing in this country from, the blatant anti-Semitism on our college campuses, the universities, where, I mean, just totally, I cannot believe they're saying it. And when they're asked the question, How can you say that they're beheading babies? Oh, that's just propaganda from the Israelis. No, no, this is from every major news organization that's over there has seen the evidence of what happened during on that Saturday. And how they can say that is, and then now you've got CEOs of very large companies are saying, who signed it? We are not going to hire anti-Semitic people for our companies. You should give us who signed it. We need, and people now, all these little organizations are pulling them off as fast as they can.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, this is where we really have to practice some cultural humility and understand that even in the Gaza Strip, there's Hamas. But there are a lot of other groups of people
that don't follow
Hamas, you know, and that every place, Reading included, is made up of clans of people.
Mm-hmm.
Clans. I mean, we come from a clan history. And
let's talk about that when we get back, because I have some thoughts about that. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and they have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. We've been talking about this for several months, and we will continue to do that. And the whole idea behind this is to help prevent serious harmful falls for senior citizens, older adults, and people with disabilities. Now, this program doesn't cost anything to the people that are in the program. And to get more information and to see what it can do for you and keep you longer in your home, healthier, give them a call at 530-842-1687. This is the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself.
And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 16th of October. It's Monday! 8:21 in the morning, about 60 degrees out there. We may get rain today.
I think maybe your coffee's kicking in because at 7 o'clock I was like, where are you? And then all of a sudden they're like, boom, there's that guy.
I was a little lightheaded this morning because I was so excited about coming in here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan because are you going to have enough money with this inflation and this continued craziness coming from the White House and the people in Congress who can't even figure out who they want to lead them, you may need a second opinion on a retirement plan, or how about your insurance policies? Yeah, with everything going on. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. She's been doing this since 1993 and is truly an expert and has built a business with two separate organizations under one roof, insurance and financial management. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here today with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Susan Wilson, and Amarjeet Singh, who is the director of the
Sikh Cultural Center.
Sikh Cultural Center. They've got a big event coming up this weekend on Saturday, October 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center in Anderson. It's free and it's open to the public, and it's Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. Okay, does that include southern, like from the Appalachia area? Can I come in there with possum? if I bring in some possum stew? Huh? Y'all?
That doesn't sound very good to me somehow. I don't know.
Well, from that area, that's about what they get.
You never eat my mom's possum stew.
Roadkill. No, I have not.
It's not roadkill. Not originally.
Not originally, but...
Anyway, okay, so this is there to have people come in, and, you know, you're going to have vendors in this, but also, is there going to be like talks or people, or is it just going to be kind of like?
We have speakers from Shasta Interfaith, uh-huh. Right, and speakers from the community, and we have music and dance, like Chinese dance, we have Mexican dance, we have Indian dance, and we
have
Peru dance.
Okay.
By the kids and adults too.
Our parents just got back from a cruise, and they talked about when they were in Istanbul, they had belly dancing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are we going to see that?
Although there are belly dancers.
There are belly
in this
dancers
town,
around
just,
here.
Just reminding you that we have that cultural ability.
Not to put a wet blanket on this, but. when I say that, Linda just hides her hand, her face.
I know
in her
it's
hand.
Coming.
You all just had something on anti-Semitism.
Right.
But this is the interfaith. This is the...
Multicultural.
The multicultural.
And actually...
How are the different cultures taking about what's happening over in the Middle East around here?
So I do want to hit on that. You know, okay. Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Shasta Interfaith.
Right.
And Temple Beth Israel, we got together, and this was before what happened. We were really responding, and Carl, I've been on your show, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past, some anti-Semitic things that have happened in Shasta County. And so we were just trying to...
Those were about those brochures that somebody
came
in.
The garbage that somebody threw on your people's yard.
And they don't even think they even came from around here.
Right.
And
right.
It's just, so that's a plus.
Right. And so one, I have to say thank you to, Sergeant Josiah Farron from the RPD. He was there and he spoke. He was one of the many speakers that we had. We had about six or eight folks that talked about, different aspects of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're trying to do was make people aware of their implicit bias. We all come, you know, with various mm-hmm. approaches to things, and we need people to think about what they think about. Why do I think that, you know, and pay attention to the way that they think. We also were in the making the effort to educate people about the Jewish faith to some degree. It wasn't a lesson in the Jewish faith, because the Jewish faith is huge and has many different parts. But that was the lesson that we taught, was that just like being a Christian, being a person of the Jewish faith, there are many different choices that you make. You know, and it was, I think it was really successful. One of the remarkable parts of the event was an unexpected young man, 15 years old, who has come from Gaza to Reading as a result of the war.
Before this thing started.
I don't know exactly when he arrived.
Well,
but
he had to have been, if this was 2 weeks ago.
Well, we had our event on Saturday.
On Saturday?
We just had our
event. Oh, okay.
So he was a fairly new arrival person.
Hmm.
And it was interesting, he
was Jewish, though, right?
No.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
no.
So okay. We're not to tag anybody, but this is just an idea. So
it's just an idea of the kind of people that ended up. He was introduced.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave him at that point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there were a few other things like that happened that were just remarkable. You know, I was really happy with the way it turned out. We had over 100 people there. We did it at the Riverfront Playhouse, and it was just...
Well, the thing is everything I've been reading is throughout the world and the United States, which is unfortunate, is that seems to be anti-Semitism is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happened, when the Hamas came across the border, it seemed like it took some levels of our society a long time to react to this, you might say. The fact that Hollywood, which hops into everything, didn't say anything there until later. And then they had something like 700 celebrities and people that worked in Hollywood signed a letter condemning Hamas for the attacks.
I think one of the things that happened there was it was such a shock. No, it was an unanticipated event.
It was shock.
And it was shock.
Shock for the Israelis, uh-huh. But it was pre-planned. That
oh,
can
well,
never
yeah.
happen
oh, yeah.
in
oh,
the
yeah.
paper
I'm
minute.
Not saying
yeah.
that
They've been
was.
Working on
their holy day. On
yeah.
their holy day.
They were
so
working on this for 2 years.
It was chosen to do that, you know, to teach a lesson to the Israelis, right? Okay. This is how the terrorist works, you know, worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I mean, backed by Iran and, you know, other countries.
I mean, we were talking about how we're also outraged with the World Center with 2,000 people plus that died that day. That's just what happened. And some Americans held hostage interviews. That would be like our Coachella. All of a sudden, some people coming out of the mountains and slaughtering people in the middle of Coachella. Like, what? You know, that is what happened. And I reached immediately out to two of my friends that are Jewish. One is an Israeli Jew, and also was in the they have to be in the Israeli army. It's kind of their thing for two years after before they go off and work. And I was like, I said, I stand with you. I'm sorry. And she said, well, thank you for noticing, because a lot of people aren't. And I thought, how, you know, just whenever someone's attacked, I don't care where you are, unexpectedly, and thousands of people are slaughtered. That's just, or we have now how many people that are held hostage. How many Americans are held hostage, right? I don't know.
Do I'm not even sure that we know how many.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
to be honest.
There was something like 1,800 killed that they know of. They've got so many missing. They've got 20, I think it was 27 Americans that were killed in it. And, you know, the thing is that the Gaza Strip's going to change. The city of Gaza is going to change after this one. The Israelis are going to put a barrier in between somehow. Anyway, let's take a break and let's come back to this about talking about how we can reach out to other cultures and learn more about
Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments, or you can just walk in, and if there's an opening, you can hop in. But it's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place where I've gotten my hair cut since I've lived here in Reading. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You can reach them at 530-244-9478. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell.
Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll call Linda Bott. Linda, we had to run off to an eye appointment here. Today, the 16th of October, 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Small to large, for a little tractor that works in your backyard to something huge that you can plow the North 40 on. They've got it all at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. For the day, the month, you can buy them there. And Kubota is one fine piece of equipment. Locally owned, locally operated, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive, right here in Anderson, California. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. I'm here with Amajit Singh, who's the director of the Sikh Center, and Susan Wilson, who is the head of the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And they have a big event happening this Saturday, Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center in Anderson. It's going to be free and open to the public. Food, activities,
vendors, booths,
multicultural music, dance, speakers.
And it's all free.
And it's all free, yeah.
And martial arts demonstrations.
Martial arts, that would be interesting to see. Mm-hmm.
On-site health screenings, too.
Yeah, Native American practices, and it's all free. So why should people go there?
I think it's a wonderful way to educate your children. I'll start. A non-pressure way. You know, one of the things that we're after in society, putting on my scar hat here, is cultural humility. The way to understand cultures is to go see, to eat. I always feel when you eat the food, it gives you, it makes you part. I've always felt that way about food. So you get to see dress, the way people dress. You get to see what they eat. Some of the vendors will have other pieces of cultural information for folks. It's really an opportunity, especially in a place like Reading, where we don't have wide cultural, we have some cultural groups here, but we don't have as wide. I was in San Francisco yesterday, so, you know, I'm still got my eyes wide open. I went to the farmer's market, and I feel that I have traveled the world. I cook a lot of different foods, and there were foods at that farmer's market I have never seen before.
Wow.
I've never seen before, you know, and one of them was Persian melon. And so the man was so fascinated because I was going, what is that? And he says, I had a little difficulty understanding him, but we got to Persian melon. And then he said, you want some? And I said, yeah. And so he cuts it and you eat it. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. It was so sweet. But I've never seen it. It doesn't look like a melon. It was a long sort of looked like, I don't know.
Squash.
Yeah, sort of looked like squash. And I'm not crazy about squash. It looked like a zucchini with ridges. It was Oh, it was.
Anyway, it's called the Persian melon.
It's called a Persian melon. And so I think that in, especially Shasta County, we need things like this.
Well,
we need opportunities for our kids to go and meet other kids, see other kids, see the way that people do things, learn, become questioning about society.
Right, that's very correct. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's the parents' responsibility to teach the kids, you know, about diversity and inclusivity and the respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, but at the same time, you know, to honor other cultures, is that the other cultures are also becoming American.
Exactly.
You know, they the other cultures are assimilating into the American dream, the American culture. It doesn't mean they have to give up
their culture. Their culture.
But they are also Americans first.
Yes.
And that's the greatest thing you can see. This is no matter where I come from.
Right.
My, you know, here's my allegiances, you know, as to my country, my God, or my God, my country, and this. But they, it doesn't mean you have to give up your rich
your
culture.
Way, your
right.
ways,
no, of course not.
Your ways, you know, and we think of other cultures as people coming from other countries, and if we look back at our country, think about how many families we have, the Sons of Italy, for example, here, who are maintaining their culture. So, after generations, you know, and I think that that's a really important thing.
Right, and the Native Americans, you know, we still have
they were
drums,
here before
we
us.
Have dancers. Yeah, that's right. So,
and again, it doesn't mean that you're not, you don't love this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It just means is that, hey, you value your heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And like the, you're talking about Native Americans. The Navajo Nation has a long history with the Marine Corps. You know, the code talkers.
Yes, code talkers.
And many of them enlist in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do their 4 years honorably and very well. And some get out and go back home. But it's in all. You're seeing you're seeing Sikhs in the armed forces. You're seeing. You're seeing it all. The problem is people coming in that don't want to assimilate into our culture.
Well, I'm not sure
if
assimilate
even, well,
is exactly the right word, because assimilate means to me that you give up some of who you are to become something else. But I think that we really need different cultures to be part of our greater culture.
Right. That's very good.
I worry about the word assimilate. It's,
well,
it,
to
it,
me,
it,
assimilate means is that, okay, if you come to this country, it's because you're willing to give up some things to become to become
right.
part to become part of this nation that's going to protect
good
you
point.
And educate you and all this. So you're going to have to give up some things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of it's a loyalty to your homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Your homeland now is the United States.
It's a different land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as long as that happens, that's wonderful. But you're seeing in other parts of the world, as you know, they are not assimilating. They are holding on to their culture in their own enclaves, and they are not becoming part of that country that's accepted them in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a danger.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's narrow-mindedness, and I think you're controlling over the freedom, right, the freedom, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, America is built on our people coming in here, the people that have immigrated here.
Same.
But they all had something in common.
Right.
They all wanted to
left
be Americans.
Somewhere else.
They left somewhere else, but they wanted to become part of the American culture.
Right.
And Sikhs are a super example of this, in my opinion.
Yes, back from World War One and Two, and you know much about the British history when Sikhs were recruited and and the American forces also.
Sikhs are Sikhs are fighters.
But they're also
go back and look at the Bengal Lancers. Guess who they were.
Yeah, but you have to remember that at heart, they are a peaceful people that practices militia, you know, and military activity. They are not a group that is out there as a military group. They are peaceful people who have learned to protect themselves.
Which is a perfect example
of
most of the United States, a peaceful people that learned how to protect themselves unless attacked.
Right, that's right, yes.
And then
that's what we lack in Israel today.
Yeah.
No arms, you know, how to defend yourself.
I was shocked to find out there, you cannot own a privately owned firearm in Israel. And now they've totally changed that. And after what happened in, along the Gaza Strip there. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show, on a pleasant note, is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop
my
Drive.
My favorite.
Your favorite, my favorite, Linda's favorite, Trish's favorite. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only watch repairman up here in the North State. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Just really nice people, locally owned, locally operated. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Fourth Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Redding for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. I was wondering if, you're always just right on, and there's actually a second gap in there. What's going on? With your coffee catching up? What?
Monday. I'm getting used to Monday.
Monday. Okay. That's good because I started off slow this morning myself. 8:49 in the morning here on Monday, the 6th of October. Around 60 degrees out there. We may get a little rain today. Who knows? But rest of the week, it's actually going to go up to 90 again, my friends. Wow.
Hey, it's hard to believe it's fall.
I know. You know, it just can't make up its mind. It's weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, it's a family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Susan Wilson, who heads up the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, or as we formerly call it, SCAR.
SCAR.
And Amajit Singh, who is the director of the Cultural Center, the Sikh Cultural Center, and they're having a big event this Saturday. And it sounds like, I asked Amajit, okay, so is there a difference between Sikh food and just Indian food? Because northern, southern India.
Right, that's right. But Sikh is the faith, Sikhs also eat the Indian food. Because being living in India, right?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, ethnicity-wise and region-wise, I'm natively from Punjab state, and people love the Indian Punjabi food, basically, which is the North Indian food.
Is that what you see mostly over here in the United States, is Punjabi food?
That's right, okay. Yes, that's right. And wherever you will find the Indian restaurant, it will lead to the Punjabi food, It's more delicious, more tasty, and it's not forced spicy. You can ask for mild food.
Yeah. Hey, spice that up.
Or unspice that, please.
Or unspice that.
That's right.
It's rare that I ever say spice it up because they look at you and they want, you want Sikh spice or do you want American spice?
Right.
American.
You know, one thing that we haven't mentioned that I think is really important about the Sikh culture and food is that they give a tremendous amount of food away. They feed people.
Right. We have an annual rescue mission, and I also attend the 9/11 event in Shasta Lake City every year, and we cook food. We share with the community there, that we are very proud of that, to be part of that.
Well, you all have a number of programs where you help other people in our community, though. And you've been on the show several times, and a lot of it is on how to help people, and it's done from your community like that. And people need to recognize that you have done a lot, feeding people, and putting on events like this, and trying to reach out to our community.
And there are some health clinic capabilities at this
event coming up, yes. Right. We'll be having a community van,
So what kind of screenings are they going to do, for example,
Dr. Khan from the cardiovascular center.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to do some, basic screenings for the heart patients. People need to that side.
Diabetes screening, is that going to be
something like
something
that?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people have a diabetes problem and don't even know it.
Tobacco program from Shasta County. So they'll be there, to outreach in the community about
because vaping, for example, is becoming
education.
A real issue for our teens,
That's
vaping.
Right, yes.
And so we really want to start addressing that kind of thing as well.
Vaping is a problem.
It's a problem in the schools.
Those are hard. Well, yeah, and they have, talking to, Liam, who just graduated last year, or year before last, he said people would be bringing vape pens to school and selling them. And they're vaping inside the rooms.
In the classroom, they could
get one of those. And but the thing about it is that's heavy metal they're putting into their lungs.
That's
One of the kids was telling me the other day. So I work a lot with teens, and one of the groups that we had presenting was saying, I can't go to the bathroom because it is so full thick. Of people vaping.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was because I was going in there and there was a guy in the woman's restroom.
No, that's not what I was saying.
But we
I
could
was
talk
saying
about that.
That vaping is just a major issue for high school.
Now, see, vaping to me is a national issue.
It is.
Where some of these others are kind of like local, you know, because you're looking at numbers. You look at numbers. Vaping does affect a lot of our kids. And that's one of the things, like I said, that Imagique and the Sikh community does. Out here, free health screening, talking about the dangers of vaping. It's just going to be, it's going to go from 10 to 2. And there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I can just tell you that.
Right,
but
yeah.
This is something you could slide through there in an hour and get a good taste of everything.
Free parking.
Right. Free booths and, there is no fundraising from this event, anything like that. You know, it's all free.
Yeah, so it's not a fundraiser.
And we're not trying to make money.
This is just a reaching out.
We're trying to educate the public.
These are different cultures that are here in our community. Not ones, you're not bringing something in from Eastern North Carolina. These are all from our local community.
And many cultures also, do not go out of their house or their cultural barrier, right? So this is the platform we're inviting them to come in and share your culture with us and learn from each other and respect each other. That's what our...
Develop cultural humility.
Have you reached out to Hay Fork?
No.
They have their own culture up there.
Oh, have they? Okay.
Now. Now. Just saying.
I like Hay Fork. But that's a culture. But you know what? There are...
Northern California has a culture.
It does.
I mean, we call ourselves the frontier counties. And we have a culture that is different.
It's a lot different than San Francisco and L.A. and all this. Which is... And that's not bad. It's just different.
And, one of the things that we need to learn is how to get along with other people, with people that we don't know their ways. We don't know sometimes even their language, but we can still be civil, respectful.
Not know their language.
You can be respectful to someone whose language you don't know.
Of
like
course.
The Persian melon man, for example.
who should have been able to speak English. Since
well, he understood me. I just didn't understand him.
Oh, okay.
Let's be clear.
we have a very rich, diverse community here in Shasta County, and here's a good chance to go on out and see it. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's free.
Yes, and special thanks to Reading School of the Arts.
Okay.
And Tree of Life International School, they bring their dance and music
and dragon with the kids,
they walk with the international flags. That's really, really cool.
School of the Arts have a dragon for Chinese New Year dancing.
Okay. Wow.
It's very cool. Very cool.
Okay. Well, does this happen every year?
This is the first annual.
This is
annual.
The first annual one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're interested in next year already, we have telephone numbers where you can call people and get on the list.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So on our flyer.
And we'll need a feedback from the community, how community wants it after, being part of this event. So what's their thoughts are, how to improve it more,
Well, what you want to do is get this first one off the ground, and then you learn from that, and then you go from there.
And I just want to do a special call out to Don Yost and Lee Macy, they were the people that did the cultural center up in Shasta Lake for years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really stepped up to support this one and get this one going. So thank you, too, for really caring so hard.
That's right.
To make
and,
this happen.
Keith Brookshaw has an international experience with the International Students Program. He's there retired.
Great.
So for more information, you can call 530-440-2626 or email the SIKH, and that's SIKH Center at yahoo.com.
And we write center, CENTRE, British.
British way. The British way.
That's right. Center. Center like the ter. That's okay. We're going to have to simulate you into that. So anyway.
Thank you, Carl.
No, thanks so much because, I've gotten to know Imagique over the years And here's a guy who truly loves this country. And,
yeah. And this community.
In this community. And but is proud of his culture.
And he's on my board at SCAR.
Okay.
So.
Yes, thank you.
Nobody's ever invited me. I guess you don't have places for white older guys.